Negative thinking is the most powerful poison in the world. It's the only poison I can give to my family, friends, and enemies without legal consequences. Thought poison destroys them just as effectively as dioxin, DDT, or strychnine. Unrestrained negative thinking will also destroy my life. I have zero tolerance to negative thinking. I don't tolerate it in any form or to any degree. I don't say it, think it, write it, infer it, or agree with it. It's always wrong and never right. It always makes my life worse and never makes it better. Every negative thought that comes into my life is there to teach me a lesson. The sooner I learn the lesson, the sooner it will leave. When a negative thought enters my mind, I do four things. First, I learn the lesson it has to teach. Second, I take positive action based upon what I have learned. Third, I think two new positive thoughts to displace the negativity from my mind. And fourth, I use power graphics to push my mind in a positive direction. Drinking poison, handling cobras, and negative thinking are bad for my health, and I don't do it. I have zero tolerance to negative thinking. The biggest challenge you will ever face is living as a positive person in a negative world. Negativity permeates the 21st century. The news media has turned disaster and despair into negative entertainment. They routinely stalk victims of tragedy, exploiting their grief to satisfy twisted voyeuristic curiosity. Television is now a dumpster for Hollywood's toxic waste, and if you let their rubbish into your mind, it will eventually make you sick. Helpless and hopeless have become our uninvited and unwanted guests. Helpless tells us there's nothing we can do, and hopeless tells us there's no reason for hope. While it's true that politicians live above the law and flout the will of the people, and while it's true that drugs and violence are out of control, and while it's true that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, you can still live as a positive person in a negative world. But the only way you can make it happen is to focus on positive things. A persistently positive focus creates a consistently positive mind. If you want to be a positive person, you'll have to rigorously control what goes into your mind and maintain a relentlessly positive focus. If you really want to be positive, nobody can stop you. Self-talk is not about where you are or where you've been. It's about where you're going. People who have climbed Mount Everest talk to themselves about climbing it for thousands of hours before they actually did it. Their self-talk started out as an unreal fantasy that seemed improbable or even impossible. Nevertheless, everyone who has been to the top started out at the bottom with a tiny thought in their mind. They were thousands of miles from the summit with the thought, "I believe that I can climb Mount Everest." In the beginning, the Everest talk was only a fantasy, but eventually it became a reality. That's the way that self-talk works. You have many mountains to climb in your mind, and it will take thousands of hours of positive self-talk to arrive at the top. At first, you will feel uncomfortable talking about all the things you're going to do. Nevertheless, that is the only way to reach the top. All worthwhile achievements begin as a thought. When you stand on the mountaintop of achievement, your self-talk no longer feels contrived or artificial. It feels right and has the ring of truth. You've been climbing Everest in your mind for a long time. When you actually do it, you're trekking up a familiar path that you've already walked thousands of times in your mind.